Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast that is dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals that provide goods and services to the healthcare industry and its providers. This week, I want to talk to you about relationships. We've all heard it said many times that sales, especially medical sales, is a relationship type business. But what does that mean? What's the level of the relationship you're supposed to build? And how exactly does it help your business? Relationships. We all know from our own experience that if we like a salesperson, we're more likely to do business with that person because we would rather buy from someone we like than from someone we don't like or someone that we just feel neutral about. But again, if we're making a purchase, let's say, for example, that you're buying a car. A car is a huge decision. It's something that you're going to pay a lot of money for. It's something that you're going to have for many, many years. So you're not going to be very cavalier about making this purchase, and you're not going to base it solely on whether or not you like the salesperson who's selling it. Let's think about our healthcare providers and what they are buying. They are generally making big decisions on products and services that they are going to be using with their patients. Now, sometimes these decisions are based on price for commodity items, and we've all experienced that if you're in hospital sales. But a lot of times, they have to look at the big picture. How is this going to affect their practice and the overall outcomes of their patients? So relationships are good, but you still have to have the right product, and as a salesperson, you have to have the ability to present that product. So let's look at relationships. Relationships are great because they form a foundation for what you hope is going to be a lifelong or at least many years of doing business with your healthcare customers. But here is where I think a lot of salespeople sort of miss the message about relationships. To many salespeople, the relationship is what their job is. That's what they're thinking, when actually their job is to sell. Let me give you an example. And maybe you've done this. Be honest with yourself. Maybe you know someone else who's done this. Some salespeople will actually go out and make professional visits. Now, you may call this a courtesy call or just stopping by to see how things are going, if there's anything I could do, if there's any service I could provide. But this is basically a professional visit. They go to the doctor's office or they go to the hospital and visit with the clinical personnel and say, hey, I just thought I'd stop by and see how you're doing. And the person says, hey, everything's fine. Product's working good. Nice to see you. Talk about the football game a little bit. They'll talk about golf. And then the salesperson walks out of there with nothing more than that. Now, the salesperson, generally speaking, is feeling good because, first of all, they've spent time with a customer. And in that time that they have spent, they can rationalize that it had a positive effect on maintaining the relationship. And that is probably true. Those types of visits do help to foster the relationship. But here's the downside of that. Again, remember what your title is. Look at your business card if you're not sure. Chances are that it does not say Harry Smith, professional visitor, on your business card. The purpose of generating, establishing, and maintaining those relationships is to give you opportunities to sell to your customers. So whenever you go and make one of those quote-unquote professional visits to your customers, why not change it into a sales opportunity as well? Why not look for a future date perhaps to come in and sit down, in other words, to set an appointment to give a formal presentation, or to try and get a feel for what that healthcare practitioner is doing in his or her practice that could provide opportunities for you and your product. You see, there's two kinds of salespeople I found, those that like to be professional visitors and those that like to be professional salespeople. While it feels good to go in there and visit with your customers, your job is to go in there and sell. And again, they know this. They know what your job is. They're not going to be shocked. They're not going to be dismayed. They're not going to think you're too pushy when you start talking about clinical issues. Because again, if you contact them during their workday, they're involved in clinical issues. So when you come in, it's okay if you discuss clinical issues and you discuss ways that you could help them do their job better, more efficiently, save time, save money, and provide better outcomes for their patients. That's what it's all about. So should you build relationships in your medical sales career? Absolutely. Critically important. But don't forget to be able to use those relationships to do what your ultimate job is, and that is to sell. Thanks again for joining us this week for the Medical Sales Guru podcast. The months of November and December have been crazy for me. I know I have not been getting these out every week. I have had a crazy travel schedule. A lot of companies have been hiring me to come and do seminars and keynote speeches for their salespeople. Many of you have referred me to your companies, and they've brought me in to do programs, and some of them have brought me in multiple times. I also want to share with you that it seems like the economy is turning around for everyone, but I want to tell you that right now, medical sales is going strong. Hiring has been steady throughout, but hiring from my friends who are recruiters, they're telling me that hiring is starting to pick up in the medical device industry. So you are in the right place. You are focused on the right place. This is the place to be for a lifelong career of good opportunities. Thanks again for joining us. And remember that whatever you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.